From WBEZ Chicago and PRX, this is Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot.
And I'm Jim DeRogatis. The year's about half over, so how is 2019 shaping up music-wise?
We'll talk about the year in music so far and share some of our favorite 2019 releases.
That's coming up on Sound Opinions.
You're listening to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. He's Jim DeRogatis. And this week, our show is devoted to sharing our favorite albums of 2019 so far. Jim, our first big list show of the year.
Yeah.
It's only half over.
You know, we make this point whenever we do the year-end show or the mid-year show. I've got to keep a list on my desktop at all times, and now I've been moving it in to cloud access because there's nothing worse, Greg, than you're at a show, you're out on the street, you're at the Jewels, as we call the shopping market here, you know, and somebody says, "What are you listening to?" And you're like, it's not because we're not always listening. It's because we're listening to so much.
Yes.
I don't know what to recommend to you. Now, we don't compare these lists until right before we do the show. What's remarkable to me at the midpoint of 2019 is only two albums. If we're looking at our top 10, and we're going to highlight seven of those each today, only two records overlap.
And I have to say that I could have easily doubled my list. But a lot of great music to love. I'm going to start us off, Jim, with my number seven record, this band Fontaines D.C. I talked about them after my visit to Austin, Texas for the South by Southwest Music Conference back in March, got an opportunity to see them live. I liked their record quite a bit, Doggerel. Seeing them live confirmed to me that they are one of the standout bands from overseas. You know, there's a few bands from across the pond, as they say, that have been stirring up things here in the States. Among them, Idols, a band that I really love from last year.
They're getting a lot of attention.
Shame, another band that's making some noise. And now the Fontaines D.C. Out of Dublin. Working class poetry, that's the way I can describe what they're trying to achieve here. It's garagey. It's intense. The guitars are not about solos. It's about this driving rhythmic force. The singer, Grian Chatton, I use the word singer, you know, take it advisedly. It's more in the mold of The Fall's late great Marky Smith, that sort of declamatory sing-speak style. He has some of that pluck and some of that poetry that Smith would bring to it, the defiance, the sense of resilience. And there's also a romantic aura to it. I mean, you're Irish, you're from Dublin. He's standing up for his city, right? He's a believer in what can be done by the underdogs in the working class. And I love that intensity that he brings. Here's a track from Doggerel, the Fontaines' DC debut album. It's called Boys in the Better Land on Sound Opinions.
So you start kicking when the room is spinning and the words aren't sticking. And the radio's all about a runaway model with a face like sin and a heart like a James Joyce novel. Saying sister, sister, how I missed you, let's go wrist to wrist and take the skin off of a blister. If you're a rock star, porn star, superstar, doesn't matter what you are, get yourself a good car, get out of here. Well, put the boys in the better land. You're always talking about the boys in the better land. The boys in the better land. Put the boys in the better land. You're always talking about the boys in the better land. The boys in the better land. Drivers got names to fill two double barrels. spits out, breathes out, only smokes carols. And he's refreshing the world in mind, body and spirit, mind, body and spirit. You better hear it and fear it. Oh, that's the spirit.
That is Boys in the Better Land from Fontaines, D.C. Doggerel's my number 7 record of the year so far. Jim, what are you going to start us off with?
I'm going to start at number 7, Greg, with Priests, The Seduction of Kansas. We did review this on the show when it came out. It is a D.C. band, Priests, second album, The Seduction of Kansas. That title nods to Thomas Frank's great book of political essays, What's the Matter with Kansas? This is a point where in America for the last 15 years, many of those working class people, like the ones you were just talking about in Dublin, have been acting against their own best interests.
Yeah.
So says Priests. This is, I think, a surprising political album. Certainly before it was there, it was part of the mix. But in the same way that they've expanded their sound on album number 2, Marimba and Mellotron and these other touches that make it come alive, I think that the political edge has been sharpened intensely. It reminds me of What a Time to Be Alive, the 2018 Superchunk record. Wow, when did they get political? And they really have smart things to say, and it's done in a sophisticated way. Because at the bottom of it, this is a call for empathy. Can't we all just try to understand each other? And there's an anger that seems to be impossible at this day and time. This is a song by Priests. It's the title track of the album, Seduction of Kansas.
Bloodthirsty cherub, why from the
Priests, The Seduction of Kansas, the title track of their second album. It's a real kicker, Greg.
Love that record too, Jim. I'm going to go back to the UK for my next pick. This artist named Dave, one word only, a debut album, Psychodrama. He's a 20-year-old piano-playing MC, comes out of South London, born to Nigerian parents. This record is framed as a therapy session with a psychologist. And there's a series of vignettes here where he's talking about his life with this quote-unquote therapist. And he's talking about depression. He's talking about racism. He's talking about the fact that his role model, the person who helped raise him, his older brother's in prison. There's actually a track on that where he's conversing with his brother from prison. So there's a sadness and a despair here. The colors are sinister in the way the production works, and at the same time, there's a beauty in those piano chords that flow through this record, as well as a directness and an honesty that I find really appealing. It's one of those records where Dave is saying, "I don't want your pity. I want you to understand me, so that, like you said, you know, let's try to understand how each other feels, as opposed to dividing up into our partisan parties and
Rodney King in
disagreeing.
The wake of the L.A. riots.
Just get along. Exactly. Here's a track called Streatham from Psychodrama, the debut album by Dave on Sound Opinions.
Look, I grew up in Streatham. Teachers were giving man tests. Same time the man them were giving out testers. I got paintings giving man stress. I ain't gotta sex it, message or text it. I don't wanna do you and I like I'm in Leicester, skipping my lectures. We used to ride round all reckless, stolen pets, that's Jillian Vespers. And the feds got my broski restless. Said he got a charge on the car, no Tesla. And everybody round me rowdy. I walk in, tell a jeweler, wow me. If you're talking about peas, just allow me. 19, I put 19 on an Audi. I'll never forget that day that I found me the cutest caramel brownie, and the chest and back both bouncy. Trust me, everything shake, no Saudi. My G just came out for a shooting, and Rams done a madness charting. Said a man got something in common, cause trust me, both of their things been barking. If you see him at a drink up parking, do it like Jordan, run up and spark him. My G's been on badness way before they had a mustache like Stalin. And his things all love and hate, cause a lot of men love to hate. My young G done draws and apes, now he's cutting through bricks like the 118. And iron on indirects, diss me and I take that personal. How you gassed off a note that's purple, bet you never got it off white like Virgil. Two man in an angry murk, that's war with a German, Winston Churchill. It's mad when man wanna murk you, but you know you gotta be in by curfew. And I seen a lot of man get pressured, why? I grew up in Streatham, and teachers were giving man tests. Same time man them were giving out testers. I got paintings giving man stress. I ain't gotta sex it, message or text it. I don't wanna do you and I like I'm in Leicester, skipping my lectures.
That is Streatham from Dave, the debut album Psychodrama, number 6 on my list. What's your number 6 pick, Jim?
At number 6, Greg, I have Solange, When I Get Home, the surprising fourth album that she just dropped on the world as a little gift earlier this year. You know, those Knowles sisters kind of changed roles, right? Solange yeah. was the kick-butt, no-nonsense, fierce, tough-as-the-streets, experimental sister. And Beyoncé, of course, Queen B. Except with Lemonade, she goes there. And with When I Get Home, Solange is all about self-care and meditation and taking a deep breath. Because let's face it, you can't fight the revolution if you haven't gotten a good night's sleep and your soul isn't in the right place, right?
Right.
That makes it sound boring. It's not. There's a subtlety, a nuance, a dreamlike tone to When I Get Home that reminds me of the Stevie Wonder inner vision, introspection, you know, almost, dare I say, Eno ambient phase. And we missed an Eno bell last week. It's cosmic jazz. That was the phrase you used. Stevie Wonder in the dreamy period is what I'll use. It's just beautiful, and it's a needed album for a little peace of mind in 2019. This is a track by Solange, Dreams, from When I Get Home on Sound Opinions.
Come a long way now today. Dreams, they come a long way now today. Dreams, they come a long way now today. Dreams, they come a
come down on the slope.
That is Jim DeRogatis' number 6 pick of the year so far, Solange from When I Get Home. The track is called Dreams. And we want to get you, our listeners, into this conversation. What's been your favorite album of the year so far? Call and leave a message on our hotline at 888-859-1800. When we get back, more of our picks for the best albums of 2019 so far. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot, and we are sharing some of the albums that have been our highlights this year so far. We're going to have both of our top tens up on the website. We are highlighting 7 each on this show. Greg, it is your turn. What have you got?
Jim, I've got the record that I play. This is my late night record of the year so far. Shauna Cleveland, Night of the Worm Moon. Shauna Cleveland is the singer in a really good surf noir combo, La Luz, one of my favorite bands out of California. Shauna also does these solo records occasionally, and this is a gem. She shows a totally different side of herself with this record. Acid folk, way I could describe it. Some people have called it like freak folk, you know, this sort of combination of psychedelia, finger-picked acoustic guitar, the dreamy vocals, the sort of psychedelic orchestrations, for lack of a better word, insinuating songs, hooks in all of these songs. It's just it takes you into a specific space and mood from the very first minute and leaves you there for the next 40 minutes. It's just a beautiful extended mood piece with these wonderful melodies kind of drifting by. I love it. Here's a track from it called Night of the Worm Moon. It is the title track from Shauna Cleveland's latest solo album on Sound Opinions.
I've always been here, stuck inside the wall. I watch you breathe. You never noticed me at all. And when I come for you, I'll freeze your blood. You can't call.
That is Night of the Worm Moon, the title track from the latest Shauna Cleveland record, number 5 on my list of the best albums of the year so far. Jim, what's your next pick?
At number 5, Greg, I am going with the new 3x4 compilation record, Paisley Underground. It was the impetus for us to do a whole show revisiting that scene in the early 80s in Southern California. Dream Syndicate, The Rain Parade, The 3 O'Clock, and The Great Bangles. I had more fun with that show than we've had in a long time. Mm-hmm. We got great feedback. I love being able to play the professor. Now, I would feel a little guilty about putting a compilation album of covers on my top 10 of the year, but this is only the mid-year top 10. And, you know, what is new about this is we have this group of friends that in 1983 recorded a bunch of covers of the songs that inspired them. As young, aspiring psychedelic pop bands, they put out that Rainy Day compilation covering Dylan and the Byrds and the Velvet Underground. And now, all these years later, having been chewed up and spit out to varying degrees by the music industry, they still have a joy in music, and they get together and they cover, each of these four bands covers three songs by the kids who they've been friends with, you know, since their late teens, early 20s, and now here we are half a century later. I love that. Gives me hope for the old people. And it also, it draws connections. You know, this great genre I love of psychedelic pop that still moves. And the songwriting is great. Not wank, not space jamming. Great songwriting with this otherworldly element. So we got to play a lot of that music when we did the show. I'm going to play yet another. This is the Dream Syndicate playing You Are My Friend by the Rain Parade on Sound Opinions.
You are my friend. So sad this had to end, but broken things don't mend, they lie where they fall. You say the knife is twisting in your back, you don't remember that it wasn't mine, 'cause you're my friend, my friend, and you know things are not the same, 'cause this time there's nothing you can change. So sad this had to end. You can't bring back the dead, they'll burn you down. You're much too smart to waste your time on.
Oh, I love that record, Greg. The original, The Rain Parade, You Are My Friend, Dream Syndicate covering them.
Good
Such
stuff.
A
good
cool
stuff.
Record.
Glad to hear those bands back in full flower once again. Next record is by an artist that we both have admired for a number of years at Sound Opinions, Sharon Van Etten.
And I think the only two overlaps on our list.
You know, well worth it, because she is one of those artists that I think is setting an example for what more artists should do. Her career's popping along just swimmingly, and then she just sort of unplugs for 5 years and presses the refresh button, living a little bit of life, doing some other things, and coming back with, I think, her strongest record yet, Remind Me Tomorrow. A different sound for her. She was a guitar-based indie rocker in her earlier incarnation, and she's still very much in that space. But with the addition of keyboards and these new textures, the new adventurousness in the studio working with John Congleton, has given her an entirely different approach and sound that really works with these lyrics. You know, before she was talking about deteriorating relationships, and it really got to her. She's got a new perspective now with a family and a partner, and now her perspective is shifting. Okay, I'm bringing a child into this world. What has this world got in store for my child? And it sort of adds an element of darkness that has always characterized her music, but in a whole new way. It's a standout record, and here is a standout track, 17, from Sharon Van Etten. The new record is Remind Me Tomorrow on Sound Opinions.
I used to be 17. Now you're
is 17. I think we can describe that accurately as an anthem, Jim.
Oh, it's wonderful. Sharon Van Etten came in at number 9 on my list.
Yeah.
You also had my next pick on your list at number 10. Jenny Lewis is number 4 on my list. On the Line, the 4th solo album from the former Rilo Kiley frontwoman, whose solo career has just been a revelation.
Yeah.
You know, the voice, the novelistic detail of her writing. And what's interesting about this record, we both heard it, two things. Musically, the sort of Laurel Canyon 70s, both laid back and hedonistically excessive period. You know, Quentin Tarantino's new movie, Mary Herron's Charlie Says, that whole, you know, there's a darkness and there's also celebration and everybody's partying too hard. And who knew Jenny Lewis could be a bad girl? You know, looking in the mirror about having done too much, disagreed with partners about everything from Elliott Smith to Grenadine. That's the line that just kills me. You know, it's a song about lost innocence, hers lost very early on as a child actress, and what makes life worth living still in that moment of clarity after you wake up from that dark night of excess. I just love this record to pieces. This is Red Bull and Hennessy. You know, there's a title that says it all. Red Bull and Hennessy by Jenny Lewis. On the Line is the album on Sound Opinions.
What's the matter with me? I can see it in your eyes. After all, we've been
That is Red Bull and Hennessy from Jenny Lewis. The new record is On the Line. Jim DeRogatis is number 4 pick of the year so far. Also one of my favorite records of the year. Really a strong record. I think we can say that Sharon Van Etten released the strongest album of her career here. And I think this
Jenny
is the
Lewis
best
well.
Jenny Lewis album.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you as well, our listeners, about what album you think is the best of 2019 so far. Call and leave a message on our hotline. That's 888-859-1800. And you can also join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter. Coming up after the break, we'll wrap up our list for the best albums of the year so far. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot. And today we are talking about our favorite albums of the year so far. Damn fine year, 2019. And we still got half of it left to go, Greg.
Really, Jim, there's so many good pieces of music that are out there, so many great records so far. This is one of them, Eugen Blackrock, with an album called Anima Mysterium. You may know that name from the Black Panther soundtrack, handpicked by Kendrick Lamar to appear on that soundtrack. Really made a strong contribution there. She's a veteran South African MC. You don't hear about hip-hop from South Africa all that often, but she is certainly one of the main cogs in hip-hop right now, as far as I'm concerned, based on this record. I love that hint of sandpaper in her voice. She's got that flow. And she's dealing with some big subjects, you know, mythology, those sci-fi soundscapes, very much in that Afro-futurist vein. If you like MF Doom, if you like Cannibal Ox, if you like Kool Keith's Dr. Octagon, Kool Keith, by the way, is on this record.
You
or,
love
or
that.
Or Deltron
that,
3030.
Those are like your favorite sounds ever.
This is right in the pocket of that stuff. this whole idea of using these metaphors to explore the very real corruption that is going on our planet right now. I live in frequencies where strange schools of sorcery meet. I just love that line. And it's full of little tidbits like that. A very inventive lyricist, very inventive voice as a hip-hop artist, Eugen Blackrock, with a song called Gorgon Madonna from the Anima Mysterium album on Sound Opinions.
Okay. All right. I've been staring at these pages, my stay purple. Mercury's a retrograde, circles in a circle, what's the purpose? Slanging these rhymes like a merchant, handwritten and cursive. Lately I've been staring at these pages, my stay purple. Mercury's in retrograde, circles in a circle, what's the purpose? Yeah. 360, spiral the neck like a vulture goddess. Milky Way patterns and the energies I harness. In my mindset, I'm high as the sky gets. Multiple sunsets, capturing thoughts with a butterfly net. Cause true reality runs deeper than the concept. To the spectrum of your consciousness, to pigments only context. This race can only be won if the psyche is steady. If in Frankenstein began as a dream, in the mind of Mary Shelley. So throw caution to the wind, focusing the mental element. Make walls crumble down like dilapidated settlements. Although threatened with hell, I'll blast for the self first. Splatter the optics and damage the nerves. Thirst for blood over everything. I swing sabers like Anakin. Ambidextrous androgen. I'm both the empress and the king. Walk unseen in these verbal coliseums. Kevin Bacon with quicksilver in his skeleton. Mutation and vespertine, testosterone and estrogen. I'm all things encoding while subliminally messaging. At times it seems that I'm chained to all the trouble that I struggle with. My shadows huddle in the mist. Cause the blueprint of life is hidden meanings. And deep within them applied contradictions. Angels interbreed with demons. See misery loves company, it overwhelms and feeds me. Fills me as I embrace the dark and light completely. Guided by the ring of the seven sisters when the pitch darkens. Artemis gravitates my aim to where the fixed mark is.
Gorgon Madonna from Eugen Blackrock. Hip-hop out of South Africa. Anima Mysterium, the number three album on my list of the top albums of the year so far.
I'm at number three as well, Greg. I am going with It's Real, the second album by X-Hex. It is gleeful, glam rock, power pop, kind of over the top, just sheer exuberant rock and roll experience. Mm-hmm. We had them on the show. It was a great experience. You know, I think both of our hearts were broken that the supergroup with Mary Timony and some of the Slater Kinney women, A Wild Flag, lasted exactly one album.
Right.
And Mary, who has done everything from progressive folk rock to, you know, very dreamy, witchy stuff over the years, Helium, a wonderful psychedelic band, very much in the Paisley Underground mold, has just been having fun rocking out. And with Wild Flag coming to an unexpected end, she wasn't done. And so she tapped Betsy Wright and Laura Harris. And, you know, she's a fantastic guitarist. They're doing great harmony vocals together. And this is sort of what T-Rex would sound like if they were women in 2020. Mm. That's what I love about this record. I could play every song, and I have been ever since it came out. This is Good Times by X-Hex from the album It's Real.
Let me along with the good times while you brush your rock and roll hair.
Times by XHEX, and it certainly is on that record. It's real. Greg, you're at number two.
Man, talk about good times. I am really enjoying The Comet Is Coming, this band out of the UK led by one Shabaka Hutchings, this British saxophonist. We highlighted him when we reviewed the Micaiah McCraven record a few months ago at the behest of our producer, Ayana. Ayana's perception here was that we're talking about a record that is going to appeal to fans who are not necessarily jazz heads, but just like this kind of musical pastiche that incorporates elements of electronic music, funk, soul, jazz, R&B, whatever you have it. And The Comet Is Coming is very much in that vein as well. You know, there's a movement here in jazz where you're starting to see the likes of Micaiah McCraven, Kamasi Washington making these records that have a broader appeal to this audience. You know, talking to Hutchins, he's talking about, I understand what that person, that young person going out on a Friday night wants. They don't want to just sit down with their arms folded listening to this kind of intellectual music. They want to move. And he's making music that is appealing both to the head and the heart. It sounds like a cliche, but he's very much pulling it off on this record. The Comet Is Coming is the name of the band. Trust the Life Force of the Deep Mystery is the name of the album. And here's a track from it called Super Zodiac on Sound Opinions. That is The Comet Is Coming, Trust the Life Force of the Deep Mystery, my number two album of the year so far with Super Zodiac.
Greg, on the last two on my list, we have a little bit of disagreement. Not that you hated them. I just am still angry at you for not loving them enough. Taco Cat, This Mess Is a Place, the fourth album from the Seattle pop punk quartet, their first for Sub Pop. I think this is their shot at the big time, and they cleaned it up a bit. Worked a little harder on the harmonies, focused a little more on the production. You said, I liked them when they were more garagey. I think you're going deaf or something. You know, I mean, this is my summer album, Greg. Dark times in many ways in America. America. This is one of those records that keeps me going, reminds me of the power of music. This Mess is a Place is the name of the record. The song I'm going to play is Crystal Ball by Taco Cat on Sound Opinions. Crystal Ball by Taco Cat. This Mess is a Place. I don't know how this is not on your list. I don't know what's wrong with you, but you tell me now what your number one. I'll give you the drum roll and everything.
That was a very inspiring preamble to playing that track. I do like Taco Cat.
Yeah.
But for the same reasons that you like Taco Cat, I can't get enough of this Jamila Woods record.
Oh, number one from Grave Cod,
Legacy,
Woods.
Legacy. This record, to me, is the most inspiring that I've heard this year. And there's a lot that I really like. The Comet is Coming, I love that record. Eugen Blackrock. I've been playing those. I would say my list is based almost completely on number of times I play a record.
We should
not
underscore.
Not just for review purposes,
yes.
But voluntarily, because I just want to hear it
No,
again.
We should underscore that. I mean, I'm not asking for pity here, Lord knows. It says a lot that we go back and play these records again and again.
Yes, this record is so inspirational, Legacy. In this moment, we need more records like this. You know, Jamila is a poet, an educator, an activist, in addition to being an artist, a recording artist. This record is where she's giving it up for her her inspirations, the ancestors who helped put us here, standing on the shoulders of giants and learning from what they have taught us about how to deal with tough times and oppression. So she's name-checking these artists in the song title, Zora Neale Hurston and Octavia Butler and Sun Ra and Eartha Kitt and Muddy Waters. And in the same way that those artists couldn't be boxed in by society, by the culture, by the forces of oppression, in the same way her music can't be boxed in. She is ranging all over the map with hip-hop, gospel, jazz, blending it all together. It's very much in the tradition of recent great Chicago music coming out of specifically the African-American community in this city. And this is the latest example of that. Legacy is the record from Jamila Woods, and here's a track called Zora on Sound Opinions.
Must be disconcerting how I discombob your mode. I've always been the only every classroom, every home. Kiss of chocolate on the moon. Collard greens and silver spoon. Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes you can stick onto me. My you will never know.
That's my number one record of the year so far, Jamila Woods with Legacy, Legacy, and a track called Zora. The exclamation points are needed on that album title. I will heartily endorse it. Jim, what's your number one record so far?
Lizzo!
That's an exclamation point, too.
I'm sorry, brother. I'm still angry at you. Lizzo's first full length for Atlantic Records. It's a summer record. It's a party record. Look, I mean, this woman is inspiring in terms of being a force of body positivity, of self-empowerment, all done with a sense of humor, no preachiness. And if she wanted to make a pop record, you know, that being relative, I mean, Tempo, the song I'm going to play, is her with the great Missy Elliott, right? I was like, pop in the way that Aaliyah's One in a Million, which Missy crafted, was pop. Since when is pop bad, you rockist, you?
I love pop, I just don't like it too polished.
This is a debate for another day. I don't know, this album's been getting me through ever since it came out. I love it. One complaint, yeah, you're right, not enough flute. A little more flute, Lizzo, please. Here is Tempo from Lizzo. One of a kind. Cause I Love You is the album, my number one of the year on Sound Opinions.
Slow songs, they for skinny hoes. Can't move all of this here to one of those. I'm a thick stick, I need tempo. Get up to the tempo. Get up to the tempo. Get up to the tempo. Slow songs, they for skinny hoes. Get up to the tempo. Cut it up, cut it up. Boyfriend watching, oh, now you wanna knuckle up. Get on this ride, baby, you gon' have to buckle up. Thick thighs, save lives, call me little buttercup. All means necessary. My ass is not an accessory. Yeah, I said it, accessory. Twerk skills up on legendary. Slow songs, they for skinny hoes. Can't move all of this here to one of those. I'm a thick stiff, I need tempo. Get up to the tempo. Get up to the tempo. Get up to the tempo. Slow songs for skinny hoes. Get up to the tempo. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. All the fly girls head to the dance floor. Kitty cat, kitty cat. Brr. All the thick girls down on a brr. Ice on my neck like brr. I'm big bone with nice curves. Look at me, I know I look good. Look good, look good, look good. I'ma show y'all chicks how to do it. Yo, no need what she could.
Lizzo, my number one album of the year. Greg's number one is Jamila Woods. Two incredible, brilliant, fun African-American women inspiring both of us. Our list of the 10 albums of the year, the best so far, can be found on soundopinions.org, the whole list. Greg, what is on the show next week?
Next week, Jim, you and I are each going to play a handful of tracks that define who we are, the soundtrack of our lives, as it were.
Download the Sound Opinions podcast wherever you get those things. The show has been produced by Brendan Banasak, Alex Claiborne, Ayanna Contreras, and Andrew Gill.
I'm waiting for my man.
On Sound Opinions, everyone's a critic. So now it's time to hear what you have to say.
New messages.
Yo, something's wrong here. No, not again. Get the daisies for the
hot holes in my lawn.
Hey guys, Eric in Parker, Colorado. I really appreciated your classic album dissection of 3 Feet High and Rising. One album that I think was very clearly influenced by that actually came out just a couple of years after it, and that's the debut by PM Dawn. Both are heavily psychedelic hip-hop records. PM Dawn's album has dozens of samples on it. I don't think it's anywhere near the 200 that Three Feet High and Rising had. But one of the samples that CM Dawn's album had was on the song Serenade a Rainbow. And it just happens to be "I Holes in My Lawn" from Three Feet High and Rising.
Trying to be an angel's pantomime. That's the ticket, but a different definition than the soul's defined.
It's cool to see a direct connection there. And again, I think they're very clearly linked, but that direct connection to that sample was pretty cool. Thanks, guys.
Hi, this is Scott from Seattle. Thanks, Jim, for the R. Kelly dogging that down. Hopefully you've saved some kids from that predator. I really appreciate you guys. Several episodes you've aired the whole idea of separating the art from the artist and can that really be done. What I've come up with is if somebody's doing something that I think is heinous, I try not to have them be gain the benefits of their genius as an artist while they're alive. After they're dead, then I enjoy it. It doesn't make sense, but that's what I've come up with. Anyway, thanks for the really thought-provoking discussions and interviews you've had on the topic, and it's hopefully it will do some good. And thanks for your show. I really love it.
Hello, my name is Michelle. I'm calling from Florida. I want to comment on what I heard last Saturday when you focused on the Staples singers. One of my favorite hits that they did was Respect Yourself. Because if you don't respect yourself, no one else will.
Respect yourself.
They keep up the good work. I love Sound Opinion. Every Saturday afternoon, I listen to you. So thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
I wanted to call and share my Dr. John memory. It was Jazz Fest in 2016. Dr. John was one of the headliners. Right when he started playing Right Place, Wrong Time.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I done said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line.
During that song, lightning struck and the skies just opened up. It was a terrible storm that ended up canceling the rest of the festival. And got to see a few songs of Dr. John, but I remember Right Place, Wrong Time, then just storm opened up, and that was it for Jazz Fest 2016.
Yeah, I was just listening to the Rocky Erickson tribute y'all did, and I live in Austin. My name's Adam. I live down south Austin, and I guess Rocky must have lived down there somewhere because I would frequently run into him at the Target.
I have always been here before.
And there are these two slackers that worked in Target. I mean, you could pull these kids, you know, from a mile away, real long hair, spaced out. So I run to these two guys at a Rocky show, you know, end up, you know, having kind of a friendship of sorts. You know, I go in there and get the Rocky updates from these guys. And also run into Rocky, and we were both buying space heaters. Walked to the space heater section, talked about the weather, and went about our separate ways. Thanks.
No more messages.
To give us your opinions on Sound Opinions, call our hotline, 888-859-1800. We'll be back next week with more Sound Opinions, produced by WBEZ Chicago and distributed by PRX.